Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, the new 105.5 WPHM. You know him from shows like 24, Designated Survivor, which was one of my favorite shows, and House and others. He has also worked in the White House. He has been a guest lecturer at universities, and now he's host of a podcast, and it's a podcast book club called Earsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club. Cal Penn on the line with us right now. Cal, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Are you an audiobook fan?
I am now. I became an audiobook fan a couple years ago. I wrote a book, a memoir called You Can't Be Serious. Mm-hmm. And when I turned it in, my editor was like, do you want to record your own audiobook version, or should we hire somebody to do it? And I was like, what are you, asking an actor if you want to hire somebody else? No, of course I'm going to do it. I'm going to do my own audiobook. And so I listened to a couple of other funny audiobooks just to hear what they were like. I listened to, like, Tina Fey and Mindy Kaling, and I had a great time recording mine. The audiobook ended up doing really well for You Can't Be Serious. And so then I started listening to other ones. And then this podcast idea came through from iHeart and Ed Helms' company, and kind of decided to dive in. So it's been, I've listened to a bunch, obviously, because of this and then outside of this, and it's been cool. I've really enjoyed it.
What was the process of recording your audiobook like?
It makes you hate yourself a lot.
How so?
You're just listening. You're listening to your own voice, mm-hmm. reading your own words. No, I'm kidding. It was interesting because when I wrote this book, I wrote it in a conversational tone anyway. Mm-hmm. It's meant to be kind of like a funny, lighthearted, like a book that you can read at the beach or on vacation or whatever. So it's nothing incredibly serious as evidenced by the title. But I think the thing that floored me the most is that you don't get multiple takes usually. Mm. Because it's like a 300-page book. So I'm used to being an actor where you get, like, you know, you can do like 8 takes of something if you want. And the audiobook editor was like, oh, no, you can go back once if there's something you think you flubbed.
Yeah.
But otherwise, what you're reading the first time is what it is. We got to get through this. I was like, oh, okay. So that was probably the most surprising thing.
Have you had offers to record other audiobooks? And would you ever consider recording somebody else's book?
I would definitely do it. It's been interesting. I mean, and especially with this podcast, some of the audiobooks that we've had, you realize the production value. Like, mine was a memoir, so it was fairly straightforward, right? The jokes that I'm making are the ones that I wrote. But some of these audiobooks, especially the ones that are audiobooks first, there's like sound design and special effects and music and stuff that I didn't think of at first when I was thinking of audiobooks. So I'd love to do some of those as well, yeah.
This is a great idea to have a book club that's an audio book book club. What are some of the titles that you've reviewed so far?
So we've done a bunch. The first season, one of my favorites was Mark Ronson's book about DJing and music and nightlife in New York, and Questlove was our guest for that. And Questlove is an encyclopedia of music knowledge. So you ask a simple question and you get the most amazing, thoughtful, thorough answer that I was just kind of like floored. I was like, wow, this is amazing. I mentioned Ed Helms and I co-hosted the first season together. He interviewed Rob Reiner for our first season. Obviously an incredible interview, super giving. I think this season, my favorite so far has been having Will Wheaton on for an episode on Stephen King's novella, The Body. And The Body is what Stand By Me is based on, mm-hmm. the old movie Stand By Me, which I probably watched like 100 times as a kid. And so to have Will come on, and Will's in that movie, obviously, but for him to narrate the audiobook as an adult and then be able to talk about what it was like making the movie as a child, narrating the audiobook as an adult, but then also everything in between. Like, he was so open about his personal life and professional life and struggles and things that I just thought were so cool if you're a fan of either Stephen King or The Body or the movie or Will to begin with. Those have been some of my favorites so far.
Of all the audiobooks that you have listened to, do you have a favorite one?
I mean, yeah, I'm supposed to, like, obviously plug my own, right? Isn't that, like, the shameless
well,
thing I'm supposed
course,
to
of course.
Do right now? Like, oh, it's, you can't be serious. No, I think I got to say, probably Tina Fey's, Tina Fey's memoir, because, and this, I would assume this goes for, if you're a fan of anybody, if you listen to them narrating their own audiobook, it feels super intimate.
Yeah.
It feels like you're getting to know them even better. So for me, it was her, because I just think she's such a comedic genius and incredible showrunner and writer.
I think that's the magic of audiobooks, is that intimacy that you get, whether it's somebody reading somebody else's work or their own. You feel like they're right there in your ear. It's almost like being a kid and having somebody read a story to you, isn't
yeah.
it?
Definitely. Exactly.
Good stuff. Well, tune into the podcast, Cal. Great talking to you. Thanks so much for your time.
You too. Thank you.
All right. You bet. Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM. There you go. Cal Penn, great actor, and has done so many different things. And the new audiobook club is Earsay, the Audible and iHeart audiobook club, available where you get your podcasts.